Today in Science from Wired.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hey there. This is the Spoken Edition of Wired.
Data centers gobble energy. Could a fossil-free label help? By Eric Nyler. As a shopper, you can choose from labels touting a product's chemical-free nature, certified organic, genetic makeup, non-GMO, and effect on tropical ecosystems, shade grown. Now you could start to encounter a label that certifies that your daily internet traffic is sustainable as well. A Swedish industry group believes its new fossil-free data label will not only push consumers to click on firms that process their information using green power, it will also attract more data centers to Sweden's low-carbon economy. This is an important step to get an industry, which is globally using massive amounts of energy, to start turning in a more sustainable direction, says Christopher Svanberg, Chief Sustainability Officer at NodePol, a data center trade group based in the northern city of Skellefteå that is proposing the new label. The data center industry is such an electricity beast, and we have to start taking these things more seriously. The amount of power used to store and transmit the world's data is equivalent to the power needs of the world's sixth largest country, about as much as Russia or Canada. That figure is expected to rise to the third biggest by 2028, Svanberg says, quoting figures from the International Energy Agency. Svanberg says the new fossil-free data label will help consumers make informed choices about what kind of energy runs the websites and mobile apps they use every day. Companies that earn the label might also use it to tout their green energy bona fides to socially conscious investors. It makes sense that Sweden is pushing the label since the Nordic nation has become a leader in attracting large-scale data centers, dozens of which have been drawn by the region's plentiful hydropower, chilly climate that makes it cheaper to keep energy-hungry servers cool, and fast fiber-optic data connections to the rest of Europe. Tech firms have also found green energy pastures in neighbors Norway, hydro, Denmark, wind, and Iceland, geothermal. Yes, the label is a way of saying, the Nordics is one area where this is available, Svanberg said. The fossil-free data program is being launched this week in Stockholm. To get the label, firms must run their data centers on 100% renewable energy and conform to computing and energy efficiency measures devised by the Infrastructure Masons, a professional IT group. Svanberg says he hopes to have third-party authentication of the green data certification once the program is up and running. U.S. tech giants have been criticized in recent years for metabolizing too much dirty energy in their data centers, most notably by Greenpeace's 2010 Click Green report, which detailed how Netflix, Amazon, Google, Facebook, and Apple were driving this growth. Since then, 20 of the largest internet companies promised to use renewable energy, and they have already deployed more than 10 gigawatts of renewable power in the U.S. and overseas. For example, Facebook opened a massive green data center in Luleå, Sweden in 2013, which runs on 100% renewable energy and operates more efficiently than previous centers, according to spokeswoman Melanie Rowe. Worldwide, 7 Facebook data centers are supported by 100% renewable energy, and another 8 new ones will be built with green power by next year, Roe said. And Apple's expansion of its data center in North Carolina includes a huge solar farm and biogas facility that collects methane from waste generated by the region's dairy cows. But critics say that not all tech firms are moving toward a carbon-free future fast enough. In February, Greenpeace released a new report blasting Amazon Web Services, AWS, for expanding its data center footprint in the London County, Virginia, a region that handles 70% of the world's internet traffic. The electric utility, Dominion Power, generates only 5% of its power from renewables, relying mainly on coal-powered electricity and natural gas from fracking. The Virginia expansion has occurred despite Amazon's pledge to achieve 100% renewable energy from its data farms worldwide, although the pledge doesn't say when that will happen. Amazon responded that it is still committed to running on 100% renewable energy in the future and noted its investments in 6 Virginia solar plants. Experts credit Greenpeace for shining a light on the problems of the data center industry, but are skeptical that a new consumer label will make a big difference. It's been a useful thing for the industry to think about, says Jonathan Kumi, special advisor to the chief scientist at the Rocky Mountain Institute and a former research fellow at Stanford Center for Energy Policy and Finance. I don't know how likely it is that companies will choose one data center over another because of this. Companies who pay a data center to host their digital information might instead focus on computing efficiency or low cost rather than their use of renewable power. And Kumi doubts that it will make a difference for most consumers. Are you really willing to quit shopping at Amazon if it doesn't use more solar and wind in Virginia? But Josh Hatch, a principal at Brightwork Sustainability, a Portland, Oregon-based environmental consulting firm, believes that the label could boost awareness of the energy demands of the internet and the servers that keep people online. Hatch, who worked as a consultant for Facebook's Oregon data center, says the data industry could push the nation's electric grid into a greener future. They have immense buying power, and there is already consumer concern about their environmental impact, Hatch said. Some socially conscious labels can be a bit of a marketing ploy. See a recent campaign by Smirnoff touting its non-GMO gluten-free vodka. But maybe our addiction to the energy-hungry internet could use a bit of green guilt, whether it's a boon to Sweden or not.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to ChumbaCasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.